Blog Talk Radio.
This is Heart to Heart Talk Radio with your host, Daniel Scranton. For the next hour, please listen with your heart.
Hello, everyone. This is Daniel, and this is Heart to Heart Talk Radio, part of the Enlightenment Evolution Network. I'm going to be perfectly honest with all of you who have managed to tune in tonight and tell you that I feel anxious and afraid because I sent out the wrong link for the show tonight, and so did my guest because she was just following what I was doing, and since this is my second show, I thought, oh, it must be the same link for every show, right? No, it's a new link every time, so I'm just wanting to be transparent and open about that right now. I was freaking out and trying to make up for the mistake, and I sent another email to my 500 subscribers to my email list, and that also contained, that didn't even contain a link. It was such a disaster. So here I am, Daniel Scranton, doing the talk radio thing. Before I get to Rachel, I do want to make some announcements for the network. As I said, this is the Enlightenment Evolution Network, and we have Rob's show, of course, the anchor of the network. That's coming up on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and Rob's going to have our new host in the network on his show for a little while there on Wednesday, and that man's name is Philip Mollica, and he's the one who alerted me to the fact that I was sending out the wrong link today. So welcome, Philip, and thank you for that bit of information. Philip's show is going to be called the Consciousness Evolution Hour, and that show will air on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, and this will be Philip's first show this week. So be sure to tune in for that. He's going to be introducing himself this week, laying the groundwork for all the future broadcasts and talking about heart-based living in the fifth dimension. He'll also be taking calls and questions, and his show is bound to broaden everyone's perspective as we are entering this new paradigm in the post-shift era. We're all very excited to have Philip as part of the Enlightenment Evolution Network. As I said last week, there are a few other hosts that are already on board but whose shows are not ready yet. That would be Kalina Angel. I'm not sure what night she's going to be on the air, but we do know that J. Carlos Rius will be on Tuesday nights, and I do believe that everyone's show is going to start at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, except for me, because I want that extra half hour, so my show will start at 6:30. And also, I just want to mention that Phil has a wonderful Facebook group called Consciousness Evolution 2.0, and he just passed his 1,000th member of that group, and I've been a member of that group for a while, and it's a great group. There's so much activity in that group and so many people making great connections with each other, and it's just been a wonderful journey to be a part of that group. Philip also has a YouTube channel, so you can find him on YouTube if you just do a search. It's Philip with one L, and Mollica is Mollica. Okay, and then I have some, also Rob is part of the Portal to Ascension event that's coming up So he wanted me to mention that. And Rob and I are going to be part of something called the Channel Panel. I believe it's in August, at some point in the summer of 2014. Rob and I will have Brad Johnson and Sean Swanson as well as part of this panel, and people will be able to join us online and ask questions, and it should be a lot of fun. Okay. For my own personal announcements, I have a live Q&A with the Hathors, who I just started channeling recently, but they're really, I really enjoy working with them. And we have a live Q&A coming up this Sunday. So it'll be Sunday, March 30th, and that will be at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. If you want to sign up for that, you can go on my website, danielscranton.com, and just click the tab that has the appropriate name of live Q&A. Okay, so now I'm going to introduce her before I bring her on the air. Rachel Archelaus, she is a psychic and an artist and wonderful at marketing herself. I really appreciate all the emails I get from her. They're so personable, and she makes great videos of herself too. And she's helping other people find a way to turn their passion into their 9-to-5 day job. So I just want to bring her on the air now. Rachel, I am taking you off of hold.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi. I'm so excited.
Welcome to you. Yes. Hopefully somebody is listening.
Nice.
I'm going to definitely have you back on the show.
It's all good.
Yeah, everyone will just have to dial the phone number to listen, who got the links that we sent out. There are 6 callers right now, not including
nice.
Me, so that's good. So I just want to talk a little bit about how Rachel and I became friends, because it's kind of an interesting story. So my current wife, Lana, she moved here in December of 2012, and she moved here from Denmark. So she and Rachel were both part of the same, what kind of program was it, Rachel? Like,
it was like a mastermind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rachel and Lana were like buddies in this program, and they would Skype every week. And so, you know, she would have her appointments with Rachel, and I would just kind of be eavesdropping and listening in as best I could, although Lana would always try and hide. And so I knew that there was this mysterious Rachel person out there somewhere. And then last summer, Lana and I both went back to my home state, where my dad still lives, in Connecticut, where I spent the first 18 years of my life, and that's where Rachel lives. And so we all got together, and we went roller skating, indoor roller skating, and had dinner one night outside of Whole Foods, because it was the best we could do for the way that I eat. I eat all raw and organic. And I did a workshop there at the Sound Center, which is, why don't you talk a little bit about Sound Center, since I just brought it up.
Yeah, so Sound Creative Arts Center, Jennifer Zulli, the owner, she founded it at the beginning of 2012, and it's just, or 2013, sorry. It's a place where expressive arts and meditation kind of meet, and there are sound healers, there are, you know, we do intuitive drawing there. I teach psychic development. There's meditation for kids and adults and yoga. It's just a really happening kind of place in the middle of Connecticut.
Yeah, it is. And that's one of the things that I wanted. And I loved it there. I absolutely love that space. I loved channeling there, even though it was hot.
Yeah, it was. That was
cool
before
space.
We figured out the AC thing.
Oh, you did? Oh, good. Yeah, so I'm going to be back there in April. I think it's April 18th, which is a Friday. Yeah. So, in less than a month, I'll be back at Sound and doing my channeling. So that'll be fun. That'll be a Friday.
Yeah, we're
night
really
at, like,
excited
seven.
About that. It was such a great event. Everyone really loved it, and I know everyone's going to come back.
Cool. So when did you realize that you were psychic?
It's funny because I was being psychic long before I ever realized that there was a word for it and that I was different. So it's probably true with all people who grow up open like that. I was seeing angels as a really little kid and interacting with my spirit guide who I thought was just my invisible older brother, and talking to my grandpa who had died, all before I knew that there was a label called psychic and that that's really what I was. So I was probably like 14 and a half when I realized that I was psychic.
And you are now in your early 30s?
Yeah, I'm almost 32.
So you've been living in the state of Connecticut, which is pretty conservative, for quite a long time, knowing that. Now, did you grow up, did your family practice some sort of religion, or were you into that world?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. My dad is Roman Catholic, and my mom is Jewish, and we grew up going to church and going to CCD and doing that thing. And my mom just kind of hung back a little bit, and we would go to my grandparents' house for some, Jewish dinner holidays, but they didn't really explain it to us much. We just knew that we would get latkes or, chicken soup or something. So I was basically Catholic.
Yeah, me too, for sure. And but my experience growing up in Connecticut was different because I just went along with it all. I just went to church and wound up going to Catholic high school too, and really got into the religion and never enjoyed it, but was definitely it was something that I believed, and it was something that I had experienced a lot of fear around. And a lot of not feeling like I was good enough to be, taken into heaven and all that stuff, like just always wanting to be better, a better Catholic. And then as soon as I moved out of Connecticut, I went to Boston University. And that was just a whole new world for me. And so I definitely left all of that behind in Connecticut. But, What was your experience like then, just knowing that?
It was
that,
interesting.
I
didn't really connect with the messages that the priest would talk about.
Uh-huh.
And when I went to CCD, I was 9 years old when I really kind of cracked it. I remember my teacher was talking about how the devil can tempt us and how we have to watch out for false prophets, and we have to make sure that we're not really on the wrong path, because the job of the devil is to bring us down the wrong path. And I remember asking my teacher, well, then how do we know that you're not the devil, like trying to lead us down this wrong path?
Oh, my God.
But it's so
awesome.
You're right, because if you don't have that, inner connection to something, then it's just words, and you don't really know. I never understood blind faith without healing. She did not like that at all.
Oh, my gosh. My mom actually taught CCD, so not only did I go to CCD, but I even had my mom there, and I tried to be in her class one day, and at that point, I was, even though I still had that fear-based relationship with God, I was still a little wise ass. You know, I've always been kind of a wise ass. So I got kicked out of her class like right away. and then in Catholic school, I definitely had my run-ins with some mean nuns. Oh my God. Mm. Yeah. It was quite an experience, but somewhat ironically, it was during my senior year of high school at East Catholic, and we took courses called religion. You always had to be in a religion course every semester, however they broke it down, quarter. And my last one, I remember there was all this talk about humanistic psychology, and which is very New Age. And so that's what got me interested in psychology. And I studied psychology at BU, and there wasn't really like a spiritual component to the psychology that I studied at BU, but it definitely, that last class at East Catholic, and I don't remember what it was called, but it definitely got me interested in that world. And, you know, I've been interested ever since in psychology, and that sort of morphed into an interest in metaphysics. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I studied psychology in college too.
Did you?
I think it goes with our temperament, this little psychic channeling thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we're used to really connecting with people in a really deep way, and that's what psychologists do.
Yeah. How was it difficult? Have you talked to your parents about what you do and explained it to them? And
yeah, it's funny because I was always psychic, and then, you know, even talked to my grandpa, and they just kind of accepted that. They didn't really ask me any questions about it. But then I was in a position when I was 14. I moved into a really, really haunted house, like lots of activity that was really hard for me to deal with, and I had no choice but to really get them involved and help me figure it out, because I was like cracking. I was really not doing well. So yeah, they were brought into the whole mix with me and had to really help me figure it out, because I couldn't do it by myself. Yeah, it was hard at first for my dad. You know, he didn't understand it. He was the religious one, so, you know.
So you didn't move out of that house. You just, how did you, it's not like your parents said, okay, Rachel's having a hard time here, let's get up and move, right? What happened with the house then? What did you do?
Well, I was there for about 2 years, and in that time, we did talk to, some people know the Warrens. They're kind of big ghost hunters in Connecticut, and they do a lot of, like, TV work now. But we called them because that was the only people we really knew of, and they got a priest from Monroe, Connecticut, to exorcise the house, even though it didn't work. You know, they still tried. And I did move into my grandparents' house for a few months one summer, but then I just really had to learn how to deal with it, and I had to learn how to control my empathy and regulate my energy so that it was stronger, and, you know, basically learn how to live like that.
I've heard that from a number of psychics, really, is that one of the most challenging aspects of being psychic is having to control all the information that you're getting, having to set boundaries, or, you know, in some way manage all that data, and some of it very unpleasant, or just coming at times that seem inappropriate. So that's something that you must have worked through to be where you are today, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And it took a really long time until I was really good at it and could just do it. And didn't have to worry about getting information that I didn't want. You know, once you get to a certain point, your vibration's at a certain level and your body is clean enough to really filter things out. You don't have to worry about getting what people would call negative information or being bothered by negative entities, you don't really, it's not really a problem anymore. But it did take me a long time, probably like 5 or 6 years to really completely get a handle on it.
Yeah. And have you, when were you, how long have you been seeing auras for?
I started seeing auras in that time, in that like 14, 15 year old time. I could see certain energies before that, but not really at will. I didn't really ever try. And then when I was actually at a friend's house sitting on someone's lap, and I looked down and I saw my aura come off my thigh, and I knew exactly what it was. It was just, it was really cool. I just, there's this fog coming up off my leg, and I'm like, wow, it's my aura. And it was great. But then I started seeing way too much, so it was kind of a mixed blessing at first.
And now you do aura portraits, because you are an artist. That's pretty
actually,
cool.
Actually,
I've
been doing
better than
that.
The photography. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing the aura drawing long before I could actually see them. That's from when I was like 11.
Oh, how did you do that?
I was making a painting for my mom, sitting on my floor. I was like in middle school, and using paints that my friend's mom was throwing out. And I just looked down at the painting, and something popped into my head where I knew what it meant. And it was about how her problems, she compartmentalizes them. And it was such an odd thought for me to have then. I don't know if I really even understood what it meant. But then I went to my mom and I said, is this really true? Is this, you know, what you do? And she's like, holy crap. Yeah. So information from my paintings and drawings, and I could, you know, I started doing auras because that was interesting and fun, and everyone was different. So,
yeah,
fun.
That's cool. I was told recently that someone who sees auras that my aura is split right down the middle. So one half is one color, I think blue, and then the other half is yellow. What does that mean to you?
Well,
do you see that often?
Not really. There's really, everybody's aura is different.
Yeah.
And our energy does move around us. The energy that's coming into your life would be different from the energy leaving. So it's just a cycle.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you also make these great videos. And I watched the one about transitioning from your day job to your soul purpose job. And you help people do that now, right? Is that one of the things that you offer?
Yes. Yeah,
cool.
I have this thing called the Soul-Centered Business Boot Camp. And it's kind of like Bashar was going to teach business school. This is kind of what he would do. And if you don't know who Bashar is, Bashar is an entity channeled by Daryl Enka. And he's just so, you know, down to earth, as funny as that may seem, and straightforward and clear. And I kind of aspire to be like that. And it's really just making this your day job is just acknowledging that your higher self is creating your entire life. And if that's true, then why wouldn't you make your life the absolute best, most fun thing ever?
Yeah.
So that's what I help people do. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember reading Conversations with God, and there was a passage in there about work and how, you know, Neil was asking about people who go to jobs every day they don't really like. And God said something like, well, why would you ever spend a moment of your life not in joy? Why would you ever do something that you don't enjoy doing? And that made so much sense to me. So even though what I was doing was enough for me financially, and I loved the convenience of it because I was able to work at home and create my own hours, and it was, in a lot of ways, it was great. It was just tedious, too. It was just like busy work. So I quit, and I had no idea what I was going to do next. And, but here I am today doing exactly what I want to do. So I'm sure
that played a
part in that, yeah. And how often are you
over? I've done the same thing
where
you just quit. You don't know what's happening,
yeah.
And then you know, life hands you something.
but we don't necessarily recommend that, right? Because I think it's very possible for people to continue doing what they're doing, and if it's possible, cut back on their hours maybe, and spend if they know that there's something else they want to be doing, then put some of their time towards their passion in life and allow it to be more of a gradual thing, so it's not like you're just jumping into the water without knowing how to swim. Isn't that the gist? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because it's
really about whatever is going to get you the result that you desire, and you probably don't want more stress. If you're in a job you don't like, you're already going to be stressed out enough. If you quit that job without a backup plan, it's not going to go so well. So you want to ease into it if you can. You know, just increase the number of hours that you do it, make more connections, meet more people, get a support system, and then your opportunity will come. You'll know when it's time to quit your job.
Yeah, sure. And also to not necessarily see the job that you're doing as being separate from, let's say, if you want to do energy work or psychic work or life coaching or any of the types of things that you would do that would feel fulfilling to you, you don't necessarily have to compartmentalize things and say, like, well, I want to go to my job, I'm just there to work. No, you can bring your light to your job, too, and you can be the light. That could be the reason why you're there in the first place, is because you're the person who is there to help all these other people in their ascension process. And if you see it that way, if you see that every moment of your life is an opportunity to be who you really are and to let your light shine, then you can make peace with the fact that you're going to, you know, work at some place that you don't want to go. I was thinking of several examples there, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to throw something under the bus. And the other thing that I've noticed about you is how good you are with the marketing of yourself and you know, making your videos and putting them on your website and sending out the emails. It's all done very sweetly, but also with like this keen business sense. So I know you've done some programs that have helped you with that. So if you want to talk about that at all.
Yeah. First, about the videos, I always considered myself a writer. I've been a writer since I could learn how to write. And so it was really a surprise to me when I started getting feedback about the videos. The people really enjoyed those. And honestly, it's a lot easier to do. I just set up my iMac and hit record and just talk. Normally, I just have an inspiration. Like, I want to talk about transitioning from your day job. Or I want to talk about how you're already enough. That's all I've got. And then I hit record and I just talk. And then it's loaded to YouTube and, you know, put it on my site. And it's really an effortless thing. It doesn't take a lot of time. But people really seem to like it. And it's just, I have always really loved connecting with people and sharing what I know. And it's a totally selfish thing for me to, like, talk into my computer and imagine people there and share it. Because I just get so much joy out of doing that. And it's just a benefit that other people like it too. So I really do it because it makes me happy. And I'm just really glad that other people get, you know, education or support out of what I do. And I have done some marketing classes. And really, those just helped me to get over my shyness. Because I'm, if you knew me a couple years ago, I would be like the girl hiding in the corner, not talking to people. And the marketing classes really helped me just get over myself, you know, put myself in front of the computer and make connections. And so it's so true. A lot of us sensitive people, we're just so introverted. And the way out is to really just connect with what makes you happy, what makes you excited, because the excitement is going to get you out of your shyness. It's not even like you're going to want to talk about what you love to do so much that you're going to get over it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Were you like that? Were you shy ever?
I still am shy sometimes, believe it or not. I do experience myself as being very outgoing sometimes and sometimes very shy. But I'm way less shy than I was. It's funny because I went through this thing where when I was a little kid, I was, you know, just so, I just so wanted to be in the spotlight all the time. And then I feel like that kind of went away with the help of some people. Some people helped cleanse me of that feeling or that need. And then I went through that phase where I just, like you, I just felt like so self-conscious and so just wanting to hide. And now I'm seeing myself obviously being able to make a video of myself and be on a talk radio show and things like that. But I very much feel like that's one of the things that I'm realizing too, is that we're here to experience ourselves as everything, as both ends of every polarized extreme, and to release our judgment of any of it, seeing any of it as wrong or one as better than the other, you know.
Absolutely, so, yeah. Like Siddhartha.
Yeah.
You know, we have to go through every stage, every phase, every addiction, every cleansing, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and it's just so true, like, there is no good or bad. There is no, you should be doing this, you shouldn't be doing that. Everybody's on a personal journey, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And if you haven't been it in this lifetime, you've been it in some other lifetime, and it's all part of the grand human experience that we're on this journey of, so... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get back to your psychic abilities now. How do you use your psychic abilities on a day-to-day basis? Or what is your experience? What types of experiences do you have of it?
It's a cool thing because I wouldn't be able to even guess what it's like to not be. Like, when I try to think about other people and how some people think that there's no life after death or that we just kind of go lights out, I can't even, like, put into my body how that would feel. And so, like, right now, my guides are here, my angels are here. They're all just, you know, we have a party every day. It's like, I talk to guides and stuff all the time, and I see energy everywhere. Not in the overwhelming way that I used to, but, you know, when I'm just naturally being open looking around, I see like the fuzz everywhere, and I'll see outlines of the people I've invited into my space. And I think a big part of my empathy, like I'll hear more in the conversation than people are saying, and that's part of my psychic ability too. It's pretty overall, you know.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah, having
it
hung out
cool.
with you, I would never know any of that either.
Yeah.
You know, like it doesn't, it's not something, some people, you'll be talking to them and they'll say, wait a minute, they're saying, you know what I mean? Like they'll just transmit to you what they're getting all the time. But you're so subtle with it.
Yeah, I tend not to get other people involved. You know, I've been through some times where I've gotten information for other people and it was like imperative for me to tell them, and then I'll do it. But that hasn't happened in a long time. Now if like your guides have something to say to you, then I'll just tell them to tell you, you know, unless we're in a class or a reading or something. But that doesn't really ever happen, you know. It's just my way of life, though. I definitely don't take it for granted. I'm so amazingly grateful that I live like this. And I just want everyone else to experience it, too, if that's what they want. It's pretty much my norm. And I feel like I'm really grounded with it. Like, I don't feel like it's anything strange. You know, it's just...
Yeah.
It's just kind of the way it is.
Yeah. And do you teach other people how to connect and interact with their guides or their higher self or angels?
I do. Yeah, and that is a great, great joy. I love, love, love doing that. It's so rewarding, and it's just so amazing because everybody can do this. There is not one person alive who does not have the potential to connect and interact with anything they choose. You know, the Akashic Records, their spirit guides, angels, their animal totems, like every single person that's ever tried to either aura with me or connect to any of those beings or do intuitive drawing, everybody has that because that's who you are. I mean, you are energetic. You are multidimensional. It's just that you're not used to thinking of yourself in that way.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you teach people how to channel.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so fun. I love that.
It's so expansive for people to know themselves as something more than they think they are.
And also, one of the things I wanted to mention is that when you're making your paintings, that's a form of channeling. And just because it's not direct voice channeling doesn't mean it's any different than what I do when I channel. And I want people to realize that there's so many different ways to channel energy. And your way might be different than what you think of as channeling. But if you were to allow yourself to experience yourself as channeling while you're dancing or singing or playing the violin or doing art or whatever, even swimming or something that's where you're moving your body, that can be so satisfying and can definitely lead to something that you can teach and make a career out of if you want to. But first you have to open yourself to the understanding that there's so many different ways of channeling.
Everyone's experienced it. In psychology, they call it the flow state. So the symptoms of the flow state are that you lose track of time, you lose your sense of self-consciousness. So if you're worrying about your hair 1 minute and then You're just in the moment. You're in the environment. You're in the activity. Then you're in the flow state. And you're in enjoyment. Even if it's mentally challenging, you're climbing a mountain or something and you're, you know, holding on for dear life. If what you're doing is, you know, enjoying to you, you're focusing on it, and you're in the activity, then you're channeling. You're channeling your higher self. You're being part of the universe. And if you can do that, if you've ever had a moment of being in that flow state, as I said, you're channeling, and you can channel basically whatever you want if you wanted to learn how to do more.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
there's no getting around it. We're all psychic.
And it really is. And the other thing that I always tell people is if you really want to channel, then start doing what you love to do every day. Because when you do what you love to do, you channel. You just, it's energy pouring through you. That's what it is. And that's when I think about what it is I want out of life at this point, it's really to experience more of that flow of energy and high frequency energy, love energy, just moving through me and just being like a conduit for that. To me, that's what makes me get up in the morning and want to do anything. So
yeah,
if you're doing what you love to do, it's so much easier to be in that flow state for sure. That's why we all have to follow our bliss, the bottom line.
So true, you know, and when it comes to work and money and worry and everything, when you're doing that thing that lights you up, then you become a magnet for the things that you want in your life. So when you're in that flow state and you're really excited and happy and enjoyment, you're not worrying about anything. You're not worrying about money or your bills or what you look like or if you're too fat or too thin or if you have fangs or if you don't. And and then when you're in that state, it's totally contagious. You are in love with what you're doing. People want to know how to do that because everyone wants that. And so people come to you and they ask you, what do? You know, and then they want to work with you. How can they pay you to do that?
Yeah.
And it's truly that easy. Truly, truly, truly. If you just do what makes you happy and allow yourself to do it as much as you can, your life will absolutely change and into what you prefer it to be.
Yeah, it's really about being yourself, being the fullest, most authentic version of yourself that you can be.
And accepting that doesn't have to look a certain way. I did an exercise with the people in my boot camp a few weeks ago about, you know, finding their value. And we wrote down everything that they loved about themselves, everything that they treasured and valued, everything they thought they were good at. But then they also wrote down what they think, you know, were their failures, what their challenges were, what they don't like. And unless you have both, it's kind of hard for other people to relate to you. So if you only have the things about you that are amazing and outstanding and truly great, and you want to share that with the world, but you don't share with the world what you don't like or what your challenges were, then it's hard for people to trust you. It's hard for people to, like, hold on to what you're saying because you're not really being authentic. If you don't treasure the things that have been hard in your life along with what you've learned from it, then you're only being half of yourself, and that's really hard for other people to attach onto. So don't hold yourself back if you think you have, if you don't have everything figured out yet, because really nobody does.
Very true.
Yeah. Everyone is kind of searching for that perfection, and it's just, it's never going to be there.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. Well, why don't we take some calls? So we have quite a few callers here on hold, and people want to talk to Rachel, want to talk to me and Rachel, whatever you want to do. I will take this person's been on hold for a very long time. You look like you're an international caller, 011612, blah, 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 blah. Oh, they just went away. Oh, no, there they are. Hello.
Hello.
Everybody who thinks, yes, there you are. Hi.
Oh, hi. I didn't know I was going to be on the call.
Okay. Yeah, not everybody. Some people call in just to listen, but if you do want to talk to Rachel or ask, what we're doing now is we're basically opening the phones to anyone who has a question for Rachel. It can be about transitioning into doing what you love. It can be a question, any general question that you have at all. She will contact or receive what she gets and transmit that to you. So,
I actually do Rachel's class. It's me, Angelina.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good. I'm enjoying the class. It's like everything that the both of you are saying. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's so similar, the shyness and the religion stuff and talking to the priest and everything else. I'm like, oh my God, it's all the same. So it's just so interesting, you know, everything that you're saying, and Rachel's helped me out so much, and still, you know, one of my challenges is the shyness and everything, so still working on that to get myself out there, and but yeah, Rachel's just fantastic. I just have to say that, and that's it.
Oh, thanks, Angie. You are so sweet. This lady is an amazingly talented shaman. She's really, really, really good at what she does.
Well,
yeah.
I'm glad you are tuning into the show, and it's nice to hear from you.
Yes. Yeah, no, I got up at 5 to do her class, and it's I'm all the way in Australia, so.
Oh, how cool is that?
I know. No, now it's 1 in the afternoon. So, yes.
Okay,
cool,
well, thanks
thank
for
you
calling,
so much for
and,
supporting.
Well, I'll just put you on mute now, and you can continue to listen to the show.
Thanks.
Okay. And now our next person who's on hold and may want to talk is from area code 360. So if you're from area code 360, speak up.
Hi, this is Risha, Daniel, and
hello.
Rachel. I just wanted to call. I've been a longtime supporter of this network, and I just think you're just doing an awesome job. Daniel, I love your radio voice. It sounds really good.
Oh.
And yeah, and I like your honesty. That's really good, too. Very refreshing. Well, we wouldn't expect anything else.
I'm glad
and,
you managed to find us.
Yes, and I did. Actually, I thought it was supposed to start at 6, and I was just saying, oh, my gosh, I missed a half hour. And there I had a couple minutes to go when I signed in, so it was perfect.
Okay.
And I'm really glad that Rachel's on tonight. And I was just wondering if she could see, if I don't know if she could read, if you read auras over the phone, Rachel, but if you do, if you could, or guides, if there's some message from me from a guide. And then the other thing I wanted to ask is I have a tree in my yard that seems to be dying, and is there any message from that tree? So that's a whole big thing. Anything you say would be great.
Okay. So, hello. And,
hello.
let me check in here. All right. So, this is a lot about the tree and the message for you. It's more about legacy. I'm seeing your footprints in sand, like on the shore, but also little girls' feet. So I would think of what you would want the youngest generation to know and make a little creative project around that. Make a little children's book. Put together something with pictures and words. You have a message to give to kids, and right now you're being asked to kind of take a look and put that together.
Wow, isn't that awesome? I live in the sand at the ocean. That's so true. And I'm just so taken with starting with the indigos and then younger and younger. I just am so thrilled with these beings who are coming onto the planet who know so much and are starting at such a different... I'm 70 years old, so starting at a place where they know so much coming in. And, you know, it just opens my heart so much. So maybe I can pour some of that love and bridging into a little project of some kind. Thank you. That's beautiful.
You're welcome. And thank you for doing that work, too. You know, we definitely, definitely will appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next caller. Thanks, Risha.
You're very welcome.
Our next caller is the one and only Rob Gauthier, the man who started it all. Rob?
Hello. How are you guys doing tonight? Daniel, Rachel, how are you guys doing?
Great.
We're doing great.
Excited.
Great. I got two things I want to ask, two little questions. I'll be real quick. But the first thing I have to say is, refreshing that you have such a wonderful guest. I don't know where you got last week's hat. That last week was just horrible. Okay, all kidding aside. let's go. first of all, Rachel, it's nice to hear you. This is the first time I've got a chance to experience your work. It's really resonant with me. The very first question I've got for you is, when you do auras, do you have to be in the presence of the person? Can you do them on pictures?
I can do them anywhere. Don't need to see them or have a picture or anything.
So if I were to send you a picture of myself with another person, you would be able to do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, that's my first question. My second question, it's more of a comment. I heard the feeling of protection, the feeling of getting rid of empathic energy, that's something that I had to deal with. And just from my own experience, I wanted to share a technique with you guys that I learned while doing the HemiSync. They kind of use that as a protection egg to breathe in light and to exhale it and visualize it surrounding your body, filling up the space around you. But I like to think of it more, and this is something I integrate in my channeling classes when I teach people channeling, to integrate that into a thought process of, instead of protecting yourself, you're bringing in source energy so that it's abundant to you, so that you're always surrounded by it, and no matter what you encounter, you'll always have that energy there, that power, that empowerment to yourself, that source energy that kind of keeps any experience that you'll come up with that would normally knock you for a loop or take you off your balance. That energy is there to kind of keep you in that neutral energy, like the oversoul is in, that thing that doesn't see bad or good, so it's always going to be a positive experience. And I just want to know what your guys' idea on that. Thank you, guys. I love you guys' show tonight. Thank you, guys, for taking the call.
Thank you.
Rob.
Yeah,
do you
want
to comment on
definitely
that?
Yeah, it's an absolutely wonderful technique. And I do want to say that, you know, even though what I went through was really difficult, and a lot of people go through challenging things in their life, like abuse and psychic attacks, we set that up. So it's not anything that's happening to me against my will. It was happening, you know, with my permission and was being co-created by me for my benefit. So even though at the time I didn't really know that, I would change nothing, and I absolutely appreciate everything that I went through. And really, if you think about it, I wouldn't be here on Daniel's show if I didn't go through that and I didn't learn how to handle myself and regulate my energy. And so anything that you're going through that is really tough for you, just appreciate the fact that you are strong enough to set that up, and you knew you'd be strong enough to handle it and then turn it around. So that being said, there really is no good or bad, like Rob was saying, and our energy and our source energy and our higher self energy can be brought in to really help us understand that and be a more powerful presence in our life so that we're less of the good and bad.
Yeah, and if we just see it all as representing something in ourselves that maybe is asking for more love, some aspect of ourselves, some past life version of ourselves, whatever, that's just looking for, just asking for more love, then all of that serves us. But personally, I've never given attention to it. I've never just even really thought about, well, what if there's some negative energy or I guess I'm just blessed in that way. Like, we all have different things we're afraid of, you know. Like, when I grew up, I was afraid my house was going to burn down, you know. So, but not everyone was thinking about that. And so we all have our different things that are triggering us or that we're afraid of for whatever reason. And that's just been one I've been blessed not to ever have felt. Never have I felt the need for protection energetically or psychically or any of that. So, yeah, I do. I'm also, and it's easy for me to say this because I haven't had that experience, but my theory on that is always just raise your frequency. You raise your frequency, then none of that can affect you. But you can also see it as an opportunity to be of service.
Mm-hmm. So. It's true. You know, raise your frequency, get your body cleaned out, and that stuff just won't really happen to you. And if it does happen to you, you'll be able to process it with this kind of awareness that it's really not bad.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's take another call. Person is from the 209 area code. Hello. 209.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't press one to make a question. I didn't really have a question. I was just listening.
That's fine.
All right, so let's see, do I have a question? Well, I feel I have, let's say, gifts that are blossoming, that I'm still on a quest of discovering and enjoying. I feel I'm really at the beginning, so I'm just very curious to learn and listen from everyone. I wonder if I could get my aura read. I have quite a lot of issues going on in my life, but I know that that's understandable being human. But I wondered if there would be any guidance that I'd appreciate any I could get.
Sure. So thanks for coming up with a question. I know we put you on the spot there, but thanks. Great to connect with you. All right, so let's see. Okay, I'm being shown a pretty interesting thing for you. So,
okay,
your gifts are blossoming. You are all about color. You like
Ooh.
The color coming up is very plum purple, like what you'd think of as plum, like a deep, beautiful purple. That's your main color right now. Just meaning like you're connecting with all of your gifts. Guides are there. They're giving you information, they're helping you steer your path, and you have a great big shovel And you're winding your way through life right now with a shovel, pushing stuff out of your way.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm shoveling it.
Awesome. So, yeah, this is really just to say that the obstacles that are in your way, they don't need to be taken too seriously. It's just crap, okay? You can take your shovel and make your path and keep going on your path, and eventually everything will kind of work itself out. But you just keep on making your path with your shovel. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Well,
you're welcome.
I love that. It's nice to hear it. Even I keep reminding myself that there's no failure. It's all learning. It's all for my benefit. But I sure do get tired sometimes.
Yeah. Just remember to rest.
Yeah.
Treat yourself like a queen and rest and rejuvenate and use essential oils and eat great food and that'll be great.
Thank you.
Yeah, cuddle.
Lots
you can cuddle up
hugs.
With your shovel. Well, thanks thanks for calling and having a question.
Thank you.
That was great.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.
That was so great, Rachel. You're so good at this. Okay.
Honestly, you really can't take too much credit for it. I mean, I just kind of look and see.
Yeah, that's the way it feels, right? That's the way I always felt about my writing, too. When I used to write a lot, it's like it just comes so easy, you know, but other people see it as a gift. So that's how the rest of us see you.
Aw, thanks.
Okay, we have a caller from the 805, which is my area code. Let's see who this is.
Is
this McKinley? Yeah, hi McKinley.
Hi Daniel.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. My phone's kind of funny. As long as you can hear me, then I'll just keep talking.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay, good.
We hear you.
Great. Sometimes I don't hear you, but I'll listen back to the recording if I can. So I'm, as many already know, starting a new business selling chocolate, and my journey is not as I planned, and I understand that that is perfect. And I'm new people are coming in, new information is coming in, the path is still being worked out. Is there any information from my guides to help me navigate my now? Because I know for sure the future is super good for this business. I just don't know the best way to do the now to prepare for the big later.
Yeah. All right. I'm getting a lot of stuff for you, which is so cool because I've seen you on Facebook. You're a raw food chef too, right?
Yeah.
I love what you do.
Awesome.
I eat mostly raw, but I don't have the patience to actually make stuff. So it's really cool. All right. So from your guides, what I'm seeing is you using some kind of paper to wrap up your chocolate. I don't know if you have a signature bar, but I'm seeing distribution, like, is really the thing. You're going to keep wrapping up those bars. They're going to keep selling. You're going to ship them places. And also put stuff in them, like chop up cacao beans, chop up goji berries, chop up stuff. Like, I don't know. I'm just seeing the bars and the stuff in the bars. It's like they keep flying out of your store. So I think you're shipping them somewhere else and they're being sold elsewhere. So I don't know if you've looked at that opportunity or not, but that's what is coming through.
I imagined it would be mostly mail order, and then as I'm progressing, it's seeming more like I'm going to be overwhelmed just with my local business, and it just feels like it's going to be so big.
Yeah, I would definitely.
I don't know how to start because I don't want my identity to have to change between small and big. So And the paper thing is great because I have chosen this paper that can change but will keep the identity of my bar.
Great.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah, so the identity stuff, I would just say find super cool people that you love and hire them to help you. And then you don't have to worry about losing yourself because you'll keep yourself surrounded with people who will keep you grounded too. You know, and you'll be helping them, you'll be helping everyone else get super amazing chocolate, and I don't think you'll have to worry about you changing too much. You seem pretty level-headed, and you have the business bone in your body, and I think maybe that's what you're afraid of, becoming too businessy. But becoming more savvy and more skilled as a business person isn't a bad thing. It's just part of your personality that you can learn to love and accept.
I think I can do the business thing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's just choosing those folks to come in right now. Like, I spent this afternoon with someone that could transform something now for me that I couldn't
mm-hmm.
envision happening for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's amazing.
Yeah. This is all set up. Yeah. All you have to do is let the pieces come together.
Okay. I can do that. Thank you.
Awesome.
Just keep eating chocolate. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
I am my best customer for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah, have fun with it.
I do.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to take another call. Here we go. Let's see who's been on hold longest. 704 area code. You are next.
Hey,
704.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. This is Kim. How are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm great. Rachel, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
Rachel, I can't decide which question to ask you, so I'm going to let you pick. You can either tell me about my aura, or you can tell me about the voice that I heard in my head 3 weeks ago.
Okay. So I'll do a little of both. It won't take that long. your aura. I am seeing, and don't take this wrong, like fish, as in like you have a very aquatic nature. You probably had lives in other places as more of like a fish kind of being. And fish see in high definition, so I feel like your insights with people are really clear. You get what they're saying. You're a great
Definitely.
Communicator. Yeah. So that's what's coming up in your aura, like front and center. Do more communicating. Do more like mediating with people. You could probably even write a book on like human nature and how people, wow, you are really good at knowing when people are lying and even
yeah.
in denial. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared of a few people over the years. And they're like, how did you know that? I said, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Figured it out, so.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, trying to find more ways of integrating that skill into your life would, A, give you more pleasure and really be great for you because that's what you're really good at.
Okay.
So the voice in your head, it's kind of like a mix between your spirit guide and your higher self. It's more like your higher self really wanting you to know that you have that ability to hear and that you can be on a more spiritual journey if you want to be. It's kind of like a, hey, we're here if you're ready kind of a call.
Oh, great. That's what I was hoping it was.
Awesome.
I've been trying to, I'm sort of self-taught, trying to learn to meditate. And connect with, other entities out there. And I woke up one morning, I was coming out of a dream, and I just heard someone say, hello, Kim. And it was a male voice, and that's all I heard. And it's like, who was that? So, and I'm hoping they'll come back. So.
Yep, they're always there.
Great.
Yeah, you just start talking to that voice, and you'll start seeing things in your environment change. It may not come back in the same way, mm-hmm. but it's definitely there and will definitely respond to you.
Well, I do talk out loud a lot. I mean, if people came around me, they would probably think that I'm nuts because, you know, I live by myself. And I talk to myself. I talk to, you know, whoever's listening, whoever might be there. So I just, I ask a lot of questions, but, it's hard for me to get the answers sometimes. And I keep saying, I wish I could just hear you with my, my internal ears, So.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you, Daniel.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, you're back on hold. And the next caller we're going to take is from 515. 515 area code, you are on.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you... Oh, I don't know where to begin. I've been listening to you. It's my first time hearing you both, and I feel a lot of resonance with what you both say.
Awesome.
Cool.
So thank you for that. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I love what I do, and I've been doing it for some time. Lately, a couple years ago, I went through a trauma, and since that time, I felt like my business is a bit static. And I've been really curious about it. Usually I go into a lot of consternation, but I have not done that. And I've been wanting not to do it. I haven't done it, and I really like that. It feels authentic. It doesn't feel like something I'm doing or like I'm who I'm being. But I'm really curious as to when this might change or if there's something I'm just clueless about. And I had a very vivid dream this morning. It was short, and my clothes got stuck in a car, and the car took off before I could get it to stop. There were people in the car. And I was just wondering if that had anything to do with it. I don't know. Like, the part of me feels a little bit two-sided. Like, I won't, like, maybe I feel like there's a change in what I'm doing. Not so much in what I'm doing, but who I am doing it with, maybe. And I feel like I want it to be more about energetics than regular marketing. Traditional marketing doesn't feel right to me at all. It's not at all. It feels repulsive. So anything you can tell would be fantastic. Anything you could share.
Sure. In general, a lot of times when we go through a trauma, it just means that we're learning new information. We're getting rid
right.
of old stuff out of the body, out of our
right.
energetic system, right? And then we're allowing space for new to come in. So I'm sure you
right.
felt a transformation after you went through that.
Oh,
and then
deep.
When we're
that
in
was
business,
a deep one.
Yeah, we're in business.
Really deep.
And the business was built on who we were. And so now we have to change it and accommodate who we are now. So that's why it's feeling static. You haven't brought it up to speed with who you are now.
It doesn't really.
And
it was such a deep change. It's not really stopping, so I can go. Oh, okay. This is the way to go. It's like the change continues.
Right. So how can you integrate that new flexibility into your business? Because even as you say it, it's kind of like you're reinforcing that. So. You are not static anymore. You are evolving quickly and rapidly, and you're calling your business static, and those two are opposites. So what can you do to make your business more mobile, more not static, more like you? Does that make sense?
No, I'm so curious, honest to God. I am so curious, and I have been for such a long time. I just, I really just don't know. I'm totally open about it. I'm totally curious, but it's not, I don't know how to get the answers for myself, I guess. I don't know. It makes me curious and makes me change more. I'll tell you that. and deeper, but I feel like I'm a better individual in this profession than I've ever been before, and it seems like such a waste not to be using it more. I don't know. I just feel so, I don't feel really stymied, because there's so much going on. There's still a lot of learning I'm doing. But whenever I think I've got it and can go with that, there's more change. And that almost is behind me. Does that make sense? It's a lot of change, just a lot of change, and I just don't know. I certainly want a bigger audience than I have, and I've had it in the past because I've done this for a long time, but I know I can't do the traditional marketing. It just feels wrong.
Well, what do you mean by traditional marketing?
Networking. It's not like I'm not. But,
all right, so let me ask you a question.
Classes. Yeah.
Are you allowing yourself to be completely authentic about where you are and how you're feeling? Like, when you're networking or when you are thinking about doing these teleseminars, are you thinking about doing them in the old way, or are you allowing yourself to be who you are now in designing those?
Well, I guess that's probably a really good question, because I guess that I go back to what I know.
Right, exactly.
And that's not working. That's not working. So it's actually a good question. I guess I don't know how else to do it because of that.
Well, just sit down and ask yourself in your new way, like, you know, get comfortable, maybe meditate for a few minutes or do yoga or whatever you do to center yourself, mm-hmm. and then just get your notebook and sit down and say, all right, it was this new me. How am I going to engage people? You know, if I do a teleseminar, how's it going to be different than it was before? Am I going to do a Google Hangout instead so people can see me? Am I going to have a dance party while I'm doing it? Am I going to call in angels and guides openly where maybe I wouldn't have before? Like,
mm-hmm.
you make the rules now, and you do whatever would make you really excited. Right? That's how you'll know you're in alignment with your new higher self and your new, you know, grounded self. Just wait and work on something, work on the marketing until you're super excited about it and maybe even a little afraid, because when we're a little afraid, then we kind of know we're, like, really going to expose ourselves. And that's, you know, not in a bad way, obviously, but in the good way, when
right.
we're being really
right.
authentic. Is that...
Yeah.
Give you a little inspiration?
Yeah, it sounds delightful.
Okay, good.
Thanks for that.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks for calling and listening.
Yeah.
And we're going to take another caller now. So we have, 401, that's Rhode Island. Hello, Rhode Island. You're on.
Hello, Daniel. This is Kimberly Cole. How are you?
Oh, hey, Kimberly.
Hey.
Great.
I'm actually in Oregon.
Right.
Now.
This is your cell phone, yeah.
Yeah. Rhode Island, yeah, is my cell phone number, but I just moved to Oregon. And
cool.
Rachel, hi.
Hi.
I was just laughing at the whole last call was really not exactly, but similar to some things I've been going through. And I was a little afraid to dial the phone, but I did. So I have non-specific question, I guess. Just generally, if you can tell me a little bit about a big move I've made for my and for Rachel's sake. I was in Massachusetts, and I drove across the country down to Toledo, down through St. Louis, and through Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Arizona, and up through California. And Daniel, I wanted so much to stop and visit you and Nora, but it was not in the books at the time. So here I am in Oregon. I just got a part-time job that was kind of a happenstance. I went into the shop to see about my car, and this gentleman was really needing some help with something. And I tend to be good at that, office work and helping, and so I decided to try this. And this is a new adventure, so I guess, Rachel, I'm asking generally what you're sensing from all this, and
yeah,
I know things are shifting extremely rapidly for me right now. I am experiencing a little stress, but I'm also very excited.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I am.
So big stuff for you.
Huge.
Yeah. The first thing that came is the difference in the air and the trees. So you went from little to big. You were in like a picture a birch tree as opposed to like a big redwood tree. They're completely different, both beautiful, but the scale is really different. So right now you're in like an old growth forest, metaphorically. You are surrounding yourself huge, clean, crisp energy, and you've just purged a lifetime's worth of limiting beliefs. And you're primed now to really share this, like, deep soul knowledge with people. I feel like if you're not aware of it yet, you may be. You have this, like, system that you want to help people go through, and it's about bringing them deep, deep, deep into their groundedness and their embodiment and helping them kind of, like, crack open their shells so that they can reveal their gift to the world. This is something you've been doing in lifetimes for eons. And you've just prepared yourself to do this big work. You put yourself in the right location, like you're being supported financially with this happenstance job. You did everything right, and I feel like now the work is going to come if it hasn't already. So you're being supported in that and, like, setting that up for yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, and it feels really good energetically because I've been kind of on a seesaw, like a teeter-totter, I guess, emotionally with the move because there's been so much going on and my energy has just been spinning. And sometimes I do actually feel dizzy, but it is this knowing that's inside me about that and about what I can do and how I do help. And then there's I don't want to say overwhelming because that's really too strong, but it's more like I want to say awe or about what I am seeing. Because it's funny that you brought up the trees thing because just in the last week, because I've only been here a little over 2 weeks, and I went to the Redwoods just a couple days ago, actually. And
nice.
Yeah, I was just basically standing before them, just like bawling. it was an experience. So what fantastic connection that you have. Thank you, because
you're
really
welcome.
Did pick up
thank
on an
you.
Awful lot. Yeah.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so grateful you took my call. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice hearing your
well,
voice.
Have fun with that.
What'd you say, Rachel?
And have fun with that. What an inspiring thing to do, that journey.
It is totally open. It'd be really anything but fun because there's no, like, agenda other than happy, fun, kind of figuring it out, you know,
very
digging
cool.
in the mud.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, we're going to take another call. Thank you.
I think.
Bye now. Okay. Ooh, let's see. Let's go for 903 area code.
Hey, Daniel, and hey, Rachel, how are you guys?
Hi.
Good.
I'm Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
I had a class with you, Daniel, a channeling class about a month ago. Yeah. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah.
I had a question for Rachel.
Sure.
I was wondering what you could tell me about my aura.
Okay. So I see a lot of music around you. I don't know if you play guitar.
Yeah, I do play guitar. That's crazy.
Awesome. All right, yeah.
Ah. Wow.
I'm seeing that as really important in you processing emotions, getting these ideas into your head, formulating, like, how you can best work in this world and how you can really take advantage of being on Earth. So music is so important to you, so healing, so therapeutic, and so important for your organizational skills and, like, putting words to things and concepts. Your aura, I know it's kind of off topic, but your aura is kind of telling me that you have these songs that are in there waiting to be made real. So if you were to get out your guitar and write down, like, the words and the music, those songs are going to help you move to the next level, clean out your energy, and really you're going to get to see who you are and what you have to offer the world by channeling those songs and then reading them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. That's something I didn't really expect to hear, but it was really neat to hear.
Cool. Well, I'm really glad. And, definitely. If you write the songs, put them on Facebook and tag me and let me know. I'd love to hear them.
Oh, yeah. That would be really cool. Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. And I'm really enjoying you guys' show so far. I listened to last week's show, Daniel. Show, and it was really good.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling
in,
Taylor.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Okay, Rachel. So you said you would go for 90 minutes here, and we're about 2 minutes to that point in time. So I will leave it up to you as to whether you want to keep taking calls or do you want to wrap it up?
Well, how about we'll take one more, but I would love to let people know that my website is psychiclife.tv, and I have lots of free training there, learn how to be psychic and do intuitive drawing and, watch my videos and interact with me. And, tons of free resources, and it's just a really cool place to hang out. So I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, and what's do you have any events happening in Connecticut coming up at Sound that you want to tell people about?
Yeah, at the end of April, on the 24th and on the 27th, I have two different courses starting. One is Psychic Development for Beginners, and it's an intimate group. It's normally about 10 to 15 people, and you'll learn how to access the Akashic Records, talk to your spirit guides, do readings for other people, do intuitive drawing, and basically learn how to access and use all of your psychic senses. So we have a psychic sense for every physical sense, and you'll learn how to use all those. And the other one is intuitive drawing, and that's a 5-week class. The psychic development is a 6-week class. And with that, you'll learn how to, do the aura drawings and really channel any kind of other information you want through drawing and how to decode those drawings. So it's going to be really, really fun. I've never done a longer course before on intuitive drawing, and so I think it's going to be just magical. Yeah.
And are these courses that anyone can take from all over the world? Because I know we had a caller from Australia.
Yeah, actually, it's funny because Angie had done intuitive drawing class, and we did it over Skype with a bunch of her friends.
Yeah.
You will be able to do the intuitive drawing from all over the world. The psychic development, I do have recordings of that inside the boot camp. But that one so far is you have to be in the room for the sound version anyway.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad we got that in. We'll take one last call from 602 area code. Hello, 602.
Hello.
Hello.
Rachel. Hi.
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 Hi. This is Anne from the Consciousness Evolution Group, Dan. I'm the one who responds to posts every morning lately. hi. Rachel, what can you tell me about what's coming next in my work life?
Well, I'm seeing you making, flyers. Are you working on local stuff, or are you working within an organization where you're going to be?
No. There's a connection to an organization, but I haven't actually made contact yet.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Yeah, because I'm seeing you within a group, and you're kind of dealing with the papers, you're making flyers for events. So it seems like you're going to help spread the word about other stuff, but definitely a collective or an organization or a group where you're all coming together to, foster a common goal, and you're supported. You're supporting others, and they're supporting you, and it's a local kind of people are going to show up and you're going to interact with people kind of thing.
Okay.
And you're happy.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that was nice and quick. Thanks,
Anne.
Yeah. Okay, then I guess we will wrap it up. And I'll just include a few last-minute things. I forgot to mention earlier that Rob Gothier's website is trebchanneling.com. He has some cool events coming up. My website is danielscranton.com. I have stuff going on. You can also friend me on Facebook. I'm friends with Rachel if you're one of Rachel's peeps. My name's Daniel Scranton, and my website's danielscranton.com. And you are psychiclife.tv,
yep.
Rachel? And also, what does Sephiris mean? Because that's also one of the entry points to your website. What does that word mean?
Yeah, Sephiris.com is also my domain, and it means bringer of light.
Cool.
And yeah,
you actually got your new last name from one of your guides, right, Archelaus?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
It's a cute story. I used to be married, and I got divorced, and I didn't want to keep my married name, but I didn't want to go back to my childhood name, and so I just asked my guide for a new name, and they gave it to me, and I made it legal. It was pretty cool.
That is very cool. Thank you so much for being on the show, Rachel. I love you.
Oh, I'm so, so, so glad that you asked me. When I saw you had a show, I was like, oh, I hope I get to be on it. So I'm very honored. Thank you so much for everyone who called in and listened, and to you, Daniel, for giving me the space. I love you, too. I love your work. Great stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a really great show, and I thought every single caller got what they were looking for from you, so that was really great.
Awesome.
Yeah. Join us next week. We'll have Nora Harold. I'll be sending out the correct links for that. And Rachel, I'm sure I'll have you back at some point, or maybe we'll maybe we'll be hearing more from Rachel Archuleta in the future. That's just a tease. Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
All right, Rachel. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye, everybody in Radio Land. Bye. Good night.